President Truman today used emphatic language in commenting on what he called slandermongers. He said America is defending itself against communism, but that the nation is under attack from people at home who claim to be anti-communists, but who are chipping away at our basic freedoms far more effectively than the communists have ever been able to do. The president named no names, but the remarks might as well have been labeled plainly, attention of Senator Joseph McCarthy of Wisconsin. President Truman's comments were made at the dedication of the American Legion headquarters building in Washington this afternoon, and he went on to say the slandermongers with irresponsible charges and accusations are trying to get us so hysterical that no one will stand up to them for fear of being called a communist. We must never, the president said, let this country come to the point where nobody dares stand up for his rights. We recorded the next observation of the president to this effect.
Yet this is exactly what the scaremongers, the hate mongers, are trying to bring about. Character assassination is their stock in trade. Guilt by association is their motto. They have created such a wave of fear and uncertainty that their attacks upon our liberties go almost unchallenged. Many people are growing frightened, and frightened people don't protest. Stop and think. Stop and think where this is leading us. The growing practice of character assassination is already curbing free speech, and it is threatening all our other freedoms. I dare say there are people here today who have reached the point where they are afraid to explore a new idea. How many of you are afraid to come right out in public and say what you think about a controversial issue? How many of you feel that you must play it safe in all things and on all occasions? I hope there are not many, but from all I've seen and heard, I'm afraid of what your answers might be.
CBS White House correspondent Charles Collingwood tells me the Legionnaires gave a polite, if unenthusiastic, reception to the president's speech, and one of them commented, "I'm not sure the president's idea of a 100% Americanism is the same as the Legion's." The senator from Wisconsin was asked for comment. He said he'd welcome it if the president wants to make McCarthyism an issue of the 1952 campaign. And he went on to say, "It ill befits the president to try to protect the dupes and stooges of the Kremlin by using his office to attack not the facts, but whoever tries to bring the facts to the attention of the American people."